This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Called because of fire risks. How about this? Men's health worse in the United States than anywhere else? Why is that? And then there's this. The Secret Service deleted texts around January 6, 2021. This is what's now being reported after a watchdog got the records. The Secret Service denies intentionally deleting any texts. Oh, how the world spins in different directions. Ivana Trump, the ex-wife of former President Donald Trump, dead at the age of 73. Just a little bit of what we're going to be talking about here on this show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on this side of the street, wherever it is you hail from, as we rock into it. I think part of the buzz in the land is, of course, always what's happening with the economy, because it affects all of us. When you hear that there's long food lines again returning at food banks, and the food banks are seeing people that are definitely from the middle class ranks. Not too far away from me, there was a sign out at a wonderful church a couple of miles down the road from me, where they had a sign out, everybody welcome, free meal Wednesdays. Free meal Wednesdays. So no cards needed, no explanations, just we've got great meals that we want everybody to be able to feel like they can have something to eat. And I was like, wow. Wholesale prices up 11.3%. So what does that mean? Well, we know that's a big number. We keep talking about big numbers. Jobless claims jumped up to 244,000 last week. That's the highest level we've seen since November of last year. But focus on the wholesale number. Inflation hit hard at that number in June. Producer prices surged for a record amount from a year ago. And that's because of the big jump in energy costs. So the producer price index, what is that? It's a measure of the prices received for final demand products, and that's up 11.3%. And if you look at that number, almost 90% came from a 10% increase in energy costs. So oil, natural gas, other products, that's what really, really soared. And then I mentioned the jobless claims, of course. And we had talked about the consumer price index release and the fact of how high that was. So the numbers are ugly. I mean, look, we don't have to be hit over the head with this. We totally get the situation that we're in this country. And is a recession likely or not? Well, we're trying to figure that out, right? So what are the odds that we fall into a recession next year? TD Securities says greater than 50%. So what are the risks? The investment bank said rising gas prices, the Federal Reserve and what they're doing, and a slowing economy. Well, we see that, right? But I think we're just on that teeter-totter of it could go in either direction. I mean, technically, would it be easy to fall into that? Of course it would be. When you think about the possibilities. But if you get beyond it, the gradual slowing as we get into maybe the middle of 2023, that's what's going to be key to watch. I mean, will there be, are we at the point of, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when it will happen? The prognosis is not good that we won't be able to escape the dreaded recession. But it's not 100%. So saying it's not 100%, means that there is a crack in the door, and we just need to kick the door open. That's what is so key. We need to kick the door open. And it doesn't help when we're hearing about this new variant and more people testing positive for COVID again. I've talked about it the last couple of shows. We're sick of dealing with you. Go away. BA5, this is the one. And people get it. And the symptoms are sort of mild. It's like a heavy cold. But then they're very weary, exhausted for a couple of weeks. Unless you get a really bad version of it, right? So it just depends. All right, I mentioned the Secret Service story. And the fact that what happened is that the U.S. Secret Service supposedly erased these texts in these two big important days after they were requested by oversight officials investigating the Secret Service's response to the U.S. Capitol riot. There was a letter given to the House Select Committee investigating the riot on the Capitol. The letter originally sent to the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees by the Department of Homeland Security's general said the messages were erased from the system as part of a device replacement program after the watchdog asked the agency for records related to its electronic communications. So they're saying that this is normal procedure of what they do. They erase the texts after the requested records. And they have told inspectors that they weren't permitted to provide records directly. So is this protocol or nonsense? The U.S. Secret Service is pushing back on these allegations in a statement saying that the insinuation that the Secret Service maliciously deleted text following a request is false. They're saying, in fact, the Secret Service has been fully cooperating with the OIG in every respect, whether it be interviews, documents, emails, or texts. So the loss of certain phone data, all of that, I mean, this is what they're poring over and trying to figure out. The chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, I'll tell you just for the heck of it what he said. He called the allegations concerning. He released a statement saying, we need to get rid of this and get to the bottom of whether the Secret Service destroyed federal records or the Department of Homeland Security obstructed oversight. The DHS Inspector General needs these records to do an independent oversight, and the public deserves to have a full picture of what happened. So think about the direction that this could take with the Secret Service. I heard they're not happy because of some of the poison darts that are getting thrown in their direction. And they say it's unfair and very unclear what's going to happen as we get deeper into a presidential election. Speaking of the presidential election, I think if you read the tea leaves correctly, it seems as though the president has made up his mind when it comes to running for president. He's like, in a conversation, I've already dealt with this. I've already dealt with it. It's pretty much out there. So are we to read between the lines or assume, this is definitely what's going to happen next? I mentioned the former president's ex-wife was found near the bottom of the staircase, passed away at 73. Cardiac arrest is what they're saying is what happened to Ivana Trump. Sharks and Long Island, do they really mix? Find out next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Show called Inflation and Perhaps the Dreaded Recession in the waters of Long Island. It's about sharks. Wow. Five shark attacks in a couple of weeks, which seems unheard of. I mean, especially in Long Island. It's not that there's never been any attacks in Long Island. Of course there have been. Some terrible ones over the years, but it's still not what you're expecting, right? So more sharks have been spotted at the Long Island beaches since some of this craziness ensued. I mean, there has been a history of that. If we go back and look at Sag Harbor, Long Island, and some of the other attacks, there's great timelines on some of the attacks that have happened there in the past. But we don't care what happened in the late 1800s. We care what's happening right now. So these five shark attacks have happened in the last 2 weeks. It's very bizarre, right, as it coincides with, for example, Nat Geo's Shark Fest, where they're streaming all of these various shark vignettes that they've put together. Some of them are good. I've seen some of them, like camo sharks and baby sharks and rare shark bursts and, you know, whatnot. But as the whole Nat Geo thing is playing out, and then we have the Discovery Channel with Shark Week coming out too, this is in live and in living color, these five attacks, two within hours on Wednesday. And you know what they're saying is, look, this might be the new normal, people. Four of the attacks took place on Fire Island, two at Smith Point Beach, two near the village of Ocean Beach. So the fifth was reported on Jones Beach in a close county. None of the victims were seriously injured, thank goodness. The sharks that were sighted were estimated to be about 5 feet in length. So there's that part of it. You know, they've got drones now that are patrolling, and they've increased lifeguard patrols to monitor the waters, too. The first attack happened on June 30th. A 57-year-old man was swimming at Jones Beach, and he was bitten on his right foot, and they were identifying that when it happened as a possible shark bite. 3 days later, there was a crazy story about the 33-year-old lifeguard at Smith Point Beach who was actually playing the role of a victim in a rescue training exercise when he actually became one. He felt a 4-foot shark whip him with its tail, then bite his hand. He said he felt pressure in his hand, pulled it back, and I just started hammering, punching, and connecting with the shark 3 times, and then on the 3rd time, it spun away. So survival instincts kicked in. So just so everybody knows, punch him in the nose. Punch him, and punch him again, and that's exactly what he did. And then you had the first-year lifeguard on July 7th, who was just 17-year-old, who was bitten on his foot. He was also playing the role of a victim in a training exercise. There might be something to this. Do I want to play the role of the victim? Let's draw straws. No, thank you. And what he described it as, it's when they describe it, he said, the teeth were inside my skin when I pulled my foot out. It just kind of felt like a scrape, like a rake going up my foot. We never expect to be attacked while we're training, but that's what happened. He got 5 stitches, and that's it. He's out, not working, while his foot is healing up. Then there was the 49-year-old, hours later, from Arizona, who was standing in waist-deep water. I kid you not. He was bitten from behind on his left wrist and buttocks. He walked out of the water. He was taken by helicopter to a hospital with injuries that weren't life-threatening. So here he is from Arizona. Oh, I'm just going to cool off. I'm not going out deep. I'm just up to my waist, and then boom. Boy, that's something you don't think about every day, right? You don't think about it. Now, when you're in heavily fished areas, dangerous. When there's tons of fish around, dangerous. When it's early in the morning, the sun is barely rising, dangerous. When the sun is setting, more dangerous. There's obvious things. And people swimming alone, dangerous. You have to have someone with you. You have a much better chance when you have a partner to be able to get through that, because they're going to help you if something happens, and vice versa. And being on a beach where there's lifeguards, of course, those are some safety measures. But I wonder how much this will scare people off the beaches. When you keep reading about the guy from Arizona, the people that were pretending they needed to be rescued, it's got to shake you a little bit, no matter what they say. It has to shake you. Right, because you're just not suspecting that's going to happen, not at all. So I think it's a crazy story, and like I said, it coincides with what I think now is the best. I like Nat Geo better than Discovery Channel. I like Discovery Channel, but for the whole shark thing, their content is pretty fresh and pretty awesome. I have to say, I've watched a bunch of it. It's absolutely fascinating to. It's absolutely fascinating to watch it. All right, I mentioned Ford and the recalls, because I feel like it's almost a public service, because who knows, maybe you're driving around on one of these things, and what they're saying is they're recalling 100,000 SUVs and trucks because of the risks in the engine. This is a month after recalling millions of different vehicles, millions altogether, but it's the 20 to 22 Ford Escapes, the 21 to 22 Lincoln Corsairs, and the 2022 Mavericks. And they've got a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid powertrains. Oh. So they're saying if engine failure happens, engine oil and fuel vapor could be released into the chamber where the engine is stored and collect around the ignition, and that's not good. right? So they're saying you should park and turn off the engines as quickly as possible when you hear unexpected engine noises, including a reduction in power. Boy, and those are pretty new cars. So can you just imagine how you feel if you have one of those newish cars? And this is after they had the transmission thing that increased the risk of rolling, even when they're parked. So now they have to go through, now they're going through this. I mean, listen, if you have those cars, just take them in. What are you going to do? Certainly not continue to drive them. You might as well get the upgrade. It makes way more sense to me that you would do that. Coming up, we got the mailbag, and plus a cheap movie review. Where the Crawdads Sing. I read the book. It was incredible. And I saw the movie, so I actually can give you my two cents on it. It's sometimes really tough to adapt a book to the big screen because you have X amount of time and film you're dealing with. How do you tell the story? How do you be as true to the book as you can be? And when we do the movie review, I'll let you know if I thought they did a good job or not. Sometimes they do a good job, sometimes they do not. So I'll let you be the judge once I get into it a little bit more. And then another thing that I want to mention in this show, and of course I will talk about it more, but there's a new report that alleges Russian crimes against humanity in Ukraine. And this is a report from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. It was released on Thursday. They found a series of wartime practices by Russian forces in Ukraine. And so what does that mean? It included killing, rape, abductions, massive deportations of civilians qualified as a widespread or systemic attack against the civilian population. So mistreatment of prisoners of war, deliberate killing of civilians, deliberate attacks against civilians and against civilian objects. And among the atrocities, the transfer of 2,000 Ukrainian kids from orphanages and institutions to the Russian mainland. Wow. And then the idea that Moscow engaged in targeted organized killings through torture chambers and using human shields. Very, very sad. This is the second report released by that group. Your thoughts coming up around the bend.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal grand jury is indicting the alleged supermarket shooter in Buffalo, New York. Peyton Gendron will be charged with 14 hate crime violations and 13 firearms offenses connected to the mass shooting at a Tops grocery store in May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices low. lower.
The president is still doing the strategic petroleum reserve release of 1 million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, over a dozen, maybe two dozen young people contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
Some 550 women who claim they were assaulted by Uber drivers are suing the ride-hailing service. A lawsuit filed says female passengers in a number of states were kidnapped, sexually assaulted, sexually battered, raped, falsely imprisoned, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked by Uber drivers. The company has not responded to the allegations. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Dig in the mail bag. Let's dig in the mail bag.
That's how I feel. I totally understand. So we are in the mail room, and we're digging in the mail bag. This one from Stephen, listening to us in the great state of Louisiana. Miss Kate, I laughed so hard when I heard you talk about Prime Days and who cares about Amazon Prime Days and what a stroke of brilliance by Jeff Bezos that it becomes a thing and a cultural phenomenon. People have to get something on Prime Days. Yeah, because you know what? The whole idea is sales are about that, that you make people think they're getting a bargain, period. I mean, that's the oldest trick in the book for anybody selling anything, right? Like, you normally this would cost XYZ, but for you today, we're also going to throw in this, and we're going to give you this, and we're going to give you this, and normally, whatever it is. So you, if you think you get a bargain, then that's the whole idea, is to make you feel good about that. So, of course, you're going to have a record day. I mean, how many people are hitting up Amazon for these 2 days of Prime Days? And the answer is millions of people. Millions. It's 48 hours, 2 full days of products at discounted prices. I mean, not everything's on sale, but anything that's super popular, I mean, that's just going to be gone. And that's probably what happened when the when Prime Days wrapped up. You know, TVs, laptops, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. That's going to be a lot of what would be snapped up. And so you see the deal is people prep for it, know about it. It's become a thing. And I get your point. It's crazy, right? It's a thing. Trust me, other people in the retail business and anybody in that kind of business pushing products, etc., they wish they had something as big as Prime Days. I think it's crazy, and I'm with you. I get it. All right, Max says, Kate, I thought I misheard you, but apparently not. that there was a Delta flight from Heathrow that was just filled with luggage. And there were no humans on this flight because it was such a mess at Heathrow. That's what they decided they would do to clear up the luggage. I mean, it's almost shocking if it wasn't the kind of world that we're living in right now where everything's upside down and doesn't necessarily make sense. What do they do? How do they clear it out? And I guess that was the answer, that Delta has to step in and fly a flight of just pure luggage. Yeah, well, here's the thing. I said this before. If you're traveling, of course, and you don't have to, even if you really want to, if you don't have to take luggage, check luggage, don't do it. Don't do it because lost luggage is such a big deal now. Oh, such a big deal. All right, then I got this one from Denise, who says, "Rip Ivana Trump." I wonder how that makes Donald Trump feel. I would imagine a little bit sad because she was found unconscious at her house, and she's the father of his three older children. And when, you know, I know from being in that position, when that happens, there is a twinge you get. There is a feeling that you get. Oh, remember her years with Donald Trump. They were married for 13 years. And, you know, that was the deal. She had the huge engagement ring, 3-carat Tiffany diamond, all kinds of stuff. And they were definitely out there. And she had a pretty active role in the businesses when their kids were young. So sad ending, dead at the age of 73. This one is from Monica. And Monica tees it up and says, "Kate, I think one of the best things I heard you talk about, because we can go on and on about politics, we can talk about frustrations over some decisions or lack of decisions, we can talk about all kinds of things that would make your blood boil, but going down the path of being more serene, looking at those images that you were talking about from the Webb Space Telescope, looking on the NASA site and seeing what they reveal, is pretty powerful stuff. And that infrared technology reveals details that haven't been seen before, like gas and dust around the stars, with the ability to look back over billions and billions of years and studying galaxies in the solar system. I think it's so, so interesting." Yeah, I've talked about this before on the air, that anytime you have a telescope that's powerful, and you can look at some of those areas in space that I just mentioned, wrapping your head around the billions of years is a crazy thing. It's just absolutely beautiful, though. And you can see any of those photos, whatever search engine you have, but certainly at, go to NASA's site and you'll be able to see it there. And you can really tell some of what they're telling you. You know, what you can see. And the galaxies in some of those photos, I won't go too deep down on this, are between 40 million and 290 million light years away. That's wow. Yeah, that's more than far. And makes it that much more interesting to talk about. 100%. Philip is listening to us in the great state of California, and Philip says, "Kate Delaney, I am just tired of the same old, same old." I think pretty much what you say, that to go back to where we were with COVID and even thinking about it almost wants me to be in a fetal position. No, thank you. But we got to figure out ways to crush the virus, and certainly the more vulnerable should be incredibly diligent as they get out there and motor around, because I don't know if you've noticed this, but more people are getting this milder case of COVID, but it's something you still don't want. Oh, yeah, I'm noticing it. A lot of people I know just went to a big convention for the industry, and they're testing, at least 9 or 10 are testing positive for COVID. And then once you do that, of course, there's the whole self-isolation thing. I mean, be smart. Take a home test if you're really weary, sick, and you feel like it's something like that. Then you go and take a test at one of the doc in a boxes or go to the hospital or whatever it takes to make sure. Definitely. Let's move on. I have this one from Richie. And Richie says, I know you talk about things like this in the man cave, but I've been dying to know what's going on with, like, Tiger Woods. Do you think he makes the cut? Oh, he had a terrible, terrible round. I mean, the course was mastering him. He shot 78. I mean, look, the fairways are faster, the greens, bah, bah, bah. But they definitely had a need for speed around the greens. And that is what's so frustrating about being a pro golfer. But it's so hard to feel sad for them, right? Oh, wah, wah, wah. I was surprised. I think Tiger would rise to the occasion, and it's just one day, so who knows how he comes out the next day. And it's funny to hear the rest of the golfers talk about the field and talk about their games themselves and what isn't working and go back to the course again and complain about the course and the kind of shape it's in, which it's in very, very good shape. Incredibly good shape. So it's not about that. It's about more. That's what it is. It's about more. Here's a follow-up, because I got this one from Meg. Kate, I know from gathering bits and pieces of your show that you used to live in California, and you've covered some of the crazy fires that have happened there. And do you think that our sequoias are going to go down? Well, if I had a crystal ball and I could tell you everything that was going on, I would tell you I hope that that is not the case. But I can't for sure tell you that. You know, you look at these giant sequoias, I've talked about it already, the largest trees on Earth. And they've been living there for thousands of years, even having to adapt to all kinds of things. And knowing what to do. So this Washburn fire burned through about 3,800 acres along the southern portion of Yosemite National Park since July 7th. I mean, could they approach the Mariposa Grove? That's one of the most popular destinations at Yosemite because it's home to more than 500 super mature giant sequoias. And nobody wants to see these beauties go down. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. And the firemen are doing everything they can to try to stave off any of those flames from knocking down one of Mother Earth's greatest gifts. So sad. So sad to see that happen. But it's not happening yet. So keep the faith, my friends. All right, you can email me your thoughts as well, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Everybody, you're listening to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I've been doing this show for, going into 16 years, and I do like the movies. I think it's a great escape when the movie is good, when there's something you want to see, because as humans, especially when we're mired in the muck, we need to have things to look forward to. For me, one of those things would be a movie that comes out that I want to see. I read this book. I don't often have the chance to read novels, end to end, because there's no time. But this is Where the Crawdads Sing. The movie opened up. Was it true to the book? I'll tell you my thoughts coming out on the other end. But here's what it sounds like.
I'm going to get out of here. One way or the other. In town, they tell the story of the marsh girl, the one who grew up alone in the wild. But they never really knew me. Like most stories, the facts don't weigh into it. I didn't know how to do life. You didn't see me. I was better off learning from the marsh.
Hello, Miss Kyle.
I hear y'all by muscles.
The marsh taught me how to survive, but it couldn't teach me everything.
You can't live alone in the marsh forever.
Watch me.
All right.
It's dangerous to live out here alone like this.
I'm fine.
You're something else, ain't you?
Miss Catherine Clark is charged with the murder of Chase Andrews. Prosecution has announced it will seek the death penalty.
I'm going to get out of here, one way or the other.
You
careful. Y'all are by lonesome out there.
I will not live in fear.
There were no footprints, fingerprints, nothing. Someone destroyed evidence.
I know you have a world of reasons to hate these people.
No, I never hated them. They hated me. You want me to beg for my life? I won't.
It's a dangerous world, isn't it?
I don't know if there is a dark side to nature. It's just invented ways to endure. Against all odds.
So that movie is, again, Where the Crawdads Sing. Just came out on Thursday. It's from a best-selling novel. And it tells the story of the Marsh Girl, a.k.a. Kaya, an abandoned girl who raised herself to adulthood in the marshlands of North Carolina. For years, there was all kinds of rumors about her. She was isolated, and then a young man is murdered. I read the book, like I said, which was rare that I had that opportunity, but I did, and I loved it. The actress who plays the main character, Daisy Edgar Jones, she was great in it. David Stratham was just really, really incredible in it as the lawyer. And I hope I'm doing justice to his last name, by the way. Taylor John Smith, also a main character, and Harris Dickinson. There's the two different guys. But I would give it a thumbs up. There's some mystery to it. It's not just a chick movie, labeling it as that. I think guys would like it, too. I would say it's a solid B+. Could be more than that, but I have to watch again. But definitely it's a very well-done movie. It tells a story. You can follow it along so you're not bored. And it's interesting. It stays pretty much true to the book. All right, that's not the only movie that's out. That movie just came out, and lots of people are going to be talking about that. But there are movies that just came out a couple of weeks ago even that might have fallen off your radar, or you didn't happen to see it. But there are some interesting ones that are playing. A lot of people like the whole Thor thing, Love and Thunder. That's a 2022 movie, and I was looking at the seats for that just out of curiosity, and in my neighborhood they were all booked out. I said, wow. Because people still want to see the love theme, the honor theme, all of that plays into it, all of it. So Thor, Love and Thunder. These movies, they're just like, you can print money, I think, in the basement when you do one of these movies. They're just that kind of movie, right? Because they know that they want to see this movie. So Chris Hemsworth plays the lead character, Thor, and Natalie Portman is in this movie. They did a movie together years ago before they really knew their way around Hollywood, I guess, and it's interesting that they're back. They're both married to other people and both have children. But the Thor thing, doing well in the second week at the box office, we'll see. But there are just people that crave the whole idea of the superhero, and he's the superhero. It's kind of about being friends with your ex, I guess. That's part of it anyway. So, and it's based on the Marvel comic character Thor. I mean, there you go. It seems like every time you think you're done with Thor, something else comes out in a different direction. And I would say, just like I did for the first one, high marks as far as the way it's shot, all of that comes into play, and it looks really, really, it looks terrific, sounds terrific. It's just a solid movie. The other movie that's getting, the other couple of movies that are getting buzz, Elvis is certainly one of them. Top Gun Maverick, even these weeks later, is still one of them. The Black Phone was a movie that was talked about a lot, and it's about a shy 13-year-old boy who's abducted by a sadistic killer and trapped. And then, while screaming, the phone is disconnected. There are just nothing but problem after problem after problem. I won't tell you how it ends. And some people are really kind of swearing by this. Ethan Hawke is in it. Jason Blum is in it. James Ransone is in it. Jeremy Davies is in it. Some of these names, you might not know the names, but if you went to see it, you would recognize the actors, because a lot of them are pretty well known. And then in the middle of it all, when you talk about animation, because one just opened up, Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank, Minions, The Rise of Gru, that's a popular one. And then there's this other one, Lightyear, which was really talked about. It's a sci-fi adventure, and the definitive origin of the story of Buzz Lightyear. So it's all about these heroes and following Space Ranger when he's marooned on a hostile planet. 4.2 million light years away. Can you imagine? So it's become a much more complicated plot for that, but simple enough to follow along, and it hasn't found an audience. And why is that? What is going on that people are fleeing for other parts? And it's because of affordability, etc. So going back to the movies, this still is The Great Escape. Got one, I'll tell you what, from Max, who likes to email the show. And Max said, I would have never seen Lightyear if it weren't for my grandchildren, who begged me to go and see it. The kids loved it. They laughed. They thought it was clever. For me, it was very hard to keep my eyes open. You mean the furry creatures didn't do it for you? I don't understand. But anyway, Lightyear is out. And so is the other movie, Where the Crawdads Sing. I give Where the Crawdads Sing very high, high marks, my friends, for what it's worth. Alex Kay, thanks to you for all the work on the technicals in this first hour. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.